from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to revitalize the area of Seribu Rumah Gadang in West Sumatra. Vice President Yusuf Kalla holds coordination meeting to boost investment and exports. Radio remains information source for people in the world. Now the news in detail. Being fascinated by the concept of Seribu Rumah Gadang in West Sumatra, President Joko Widodo launched the revitalization program of the area of Seribu Rumah Gadang in South Solo Regency, West Sumatra Province. In his message at the fifth event of the Press National Day 2018 in Padang, West Sumatra, the president expressed his admiration when he passed by the street of South Solo during his walking visit to West Sumatra province. He said the revitalization program is expected to be completed within 1 year development.
Tadi pagi saya sudah perintah Pak Menteri, tolong diselesaikan tahun ini. Dan nantinya revitalisasi ini sekaligus merupakan prototipe untuk rumah gadang yang ada di Sumatera Barat.
This morning I've entrusted my minister to complete this year. I lectured this revitalization as a prototype for the existing rumah gadang in West Sumatra, especially also throughout the country. But I further said again that I and my minister of public work and public housing saw this morning the beauty of the very beautiful village at Wariangan in Tanah Datar. I assign all of these both in Solo Selatan and another village Pariaman that we saw this morning at 7 o'clock. All of them have to be completed this year. The landscape of the existing houses we have to restore so that the existing traditional houses both in Solo and Pariangan will get more beautiful and beautiful. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo said that he has also instructed his minister to revitalize the residence of journalist and senior literature from West Sumatra, Jamaluddin Adinegoro. He added that the family of Jamaluddin had requested the revitalization for the construction of the Adinegoro Museum, which will collect a lot of collection of Jamaluddin Adinegoro's writings in his lifetime. During his lifetime, Jamaluddin was a journalist and literator who had created many kinds of writings, including the first Atlas of Indonesia and Encyclopedia in Indonesian language. Vice President Yusuf Kalla held a coordination meeting with Minister in the Field of Economy at President's Palace in Jakarta on Friday to boost investment and export in Indonesia. According to Antara News, the closed-door meeting was attended by Coordinating Minister for Economy Affairs Darmin Nasution, Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita, Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani, and Head of Investment Coordinating Board Thomas Lamborn. Chairman of Vice Presidential Team Sofian Wanandi said at the meeting that Vice President Yusuf Kalla urged related ministers to seriously identify issues that had hampered Indonesian investment and commodity exports. After attending the meeting, Wanandi also said that the government is looking for ways to accelerate investment growth as the investment exports are currently declining. He added that all sorts of problems were elaborated during the meeting. Related ministers should complete some homework disclosed by Vice President Yusuf Kalla within 2 weeks to identify problems that hinder investment and exports. The World Radio International is commemorated every 13 February by people in the world. The Commemoration is expected to be a precious moment to encourage development and provide beneficial information for the people. This was stated by Advisory for Communication and Information of UNESCO Jakarta, Mingko Limd, at a special interview with Erival Service Voice of Indonesia UNESCO office in Jakarta recently. He further said the radio has a strong power in disseminating information, especially in developing countries.
Radio remains a very important source of information for many people, especially people in the developing world. And we see radio, especially this year's theme, radio and sports, as a force to encourage civic participation and sustainable development.
Moreover, Mingko Limd also explained that UNESCO assumed radio to have played a major role in disseminating and encouraging values and information flow in sports. He hopes radio can be media which encourage the world development. The visit of the High Commissioner for Human Rights of the United Nations, Said Raad Al-Hussein, to Indonesia received a positive response from the Indonesian government. In a speech, it said have raised several issues related to human rights in Indonesia. The government of Indonesia declared no retreat because through the visit, the commissioner had obtained a lot of information related to Indonesia, especially the implementation of human rights that had been carried out. This was affirmed by the permanent representative of the Republic of Indonesia to UN in Geneva, Hasan Klip, in Jakarta recently.
Itu kenapa tidak menyesal. Saya tidak mau ada pembiaran.
Why there is no regret is that we do not want any omission that from 2014, almost 4 years, he only heard reports if there was an incident. As long as he sits in Geneva, hears report coming in, nobody has reported any positive matters. Why I do not regret it? We do not want any omission. He is told every day that there is an incident, but he does not know where Indonesia is and how large Indonesia is. In Indonesia, whether its people are open, he does not know. Furthermore, Hasan Klit admitted having to say to Said Raad Al-Hussein that Indonesia is not a perfect country without human rights shortcomings. However, Indonesia has to provide human rights protection to all its citizens. The visit of United States Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights was a deputation of the government of Indonesia as a form of government transparency on humanitarian issues. Although during his visit to coincide with the some revision of the criminal code, which Al-Hussein considers to discriminate against minorities, he even said that after his 3-day visit, the UN High Commissioner of Human Rights was amazed to see Indonesia so fast. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in Beijing, China on Saturday ensured legal counsel for two East Java comedians, Denny Apriandi aka Chad Persil and Yudo Prasetyo alias Chad Yudo, held in Hong Kong on charge of misappropriation of visas. On the sidelines of the tight meeting of the Joint Commission for Bilateral Cooperation between China and Indonesia, Minister Redo admitted continuously monitoring the development of legal cases that ensnare the two comedians. She views that in addition to the lack of the matter of law, both of them have language barrier. Legal accompaniment, she added, will continue to be done by the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Hong Kong until the case is completely complete. But Minister Retno Marsudi affirmed that Indonesia cannot interfere with the legal ruling imposed on the two comedians, whose names have skyrocketed in the Japanese comedy and joint entertainment universe. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya asked the Tourism Authority Board BOB of Borobudur to soon develop the concept of nomadic tourism as an acceleration it will come in IMF World Bank meeting in October 2018. The integration of the Borobudur BOP at Borobudur Temple in Magelang Central, Japan Friday, Minister Arif said that the development of nomadic tourism such as caravans and luxury camps should be used faster as the selling point of Borobudur tourism rather than building hotels and permanent buildings that take 3 to 5 years. The IMF World Bank meeting is the world's largest economic and financial meeting featuring the governors of central bank and finance minister from 189 countries. He also explained that in the nomadic tourism that will be developed in Borobudur Temple area as a preparation for the IMF meetings, there are three, namely caravan, glamorous camping, everypetty glamping or luxury camp, and hoon pot. On the same occasion, President Director of the Borobudur Authority, Inda Juanita, said that the glamping tour is considered appropriate with the area of Borobudur surrounded by forest. The last item, Chinese tourists who enjoy vacation in Bali reached 1.28 million people in 2017, an increase of 39.88% compared to the previous year, recorded only 991,000 people. This was stated by head of the Centre City Agency Bali Province, Adi Nugroho, in Denpasar, Bali on Saturday. He said that the peace of Chinese people to enjoy natural scenery and the uniqueness of art and culture of the peoples of Bali is ranked out of the 10 countries supplying most tourists to Bali. China's tourists were able to contribute 24.32% of the total number of foreign tourists to Bali, as many as 5.69 million people during 2017. Adi Nugroho added that he thanked for the increase of China's tourists to Bali, especially in recent years due to various factors, one of which is better cooperation and relationship between Indonesia and China's government, especially Bali. In addition, he also thanked to the breakthrough made by Garuda Indonesia Airlines by focusing on flight two-way route of China Denpasar Bali. With relatively smooth air transport, this resulted in a significant increase of foreign tourists from China to Bali. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
News from across the country. Unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to weekly news from across the country. This segment presents interesting information from various regions in a week. The first story comes from Bandung, West Java. Mayor of Bandung Ridwan Kamil inaugurated a new culinary tourism area at Balong Gede Street, Balong Gede Subdistrict, Rogol, Bandung on Thursday, 8 February. The man, who is familiarly called Emil, said that the city government arranged the street vendors area by making a special zone. The street vendors are currently prepared with new places for to sell. The places are expected to attract visitors. He claimed that during his serve as mayor of Bandung, he has arranged the street vendors in 5 points, including at Teras Cihamplas, Gasibu, and the newest one is Balong Gede. Chairman of the Street Vendors Association of Bandung, Iwan Suhermawan, said that there are 42 street vendors who take Balong Gede culinary tourist area. All of them are local community. He hopes the inauguration of the new culinary area can strengthen the image of Bandung as the culinary tourist destination in Indonesia. The next story comes from Padang, West Sumatra. The city government of Padang, West Sumatra held Rendang Festival, which was participated by 300 participants to enliven the National Press Day 2018 at Agus Salim Sports Center on Thursday, 8 February. Head of Tourism and Culture Office of Padang, Medi Iswandi in Padang, said that the activity was a series of Rendang Festival held in the HPN Exhibition 2018. Unlike the previous exhibition, which was only competed by 18 regencies and cities, this year's event is participated in by 104 sub-districts in Padang, which consisted of 3 cooks. It's similar to the exhibition of provincial-level competition. The assessment covers some aspects, such as taste, cleanliness, and aesthetic of rendang, the typical culinary of West Sumatra. The visitors can taste 104 rendang flavors during the event. The last story comes from Asmat, Papua. Regent of Asmat, Elisa Kambusat, that the extraordinary incident or KLB of missiles that hit the region some time ago has ended. It was stated in the letter of revocation of Asmat missiles outbreak issues by the region on February 5, 2018. In a letter received by Antara News Agency on Monday, 5 February, it was mentioned that based on a report on the extraordinary case of missiles received from the Asmat Regional Health Office on Sunday about the situation of missiles outbreak, there was a decrease in missiles sufferers. It was stated if a new case is found and not including in the outbreak criteria, this is the normal condition. Based on the situation, the determination of missiles outbreak is revoked. That was the news from across the country.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, meet again with me, Anika, in our regular program Today in History of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on February 10, 1947, when the Paris Peace Treaty was signed. After World War II ended, it was held peace treaty between the winners and the losers. One of them was Paris Peace Treaty. Paris Peace Conference, which held on July 29 until October 15, 1947, resulted Paris Peace Treaty, which was signed February 10, 1947. In the conference, the war-winning countries, especially the United States of America, Soviet Union, Britain, France, and Canada, negotiated peace with countries which were the loss were Italy, Finland, Poland, Hungary, Romania, and Bulgaria. The treaty was content of territory of every country was narrow and every country must pay the losers war to the war-winning countries. Next event was in 1952 when the first general election in India was held. At the first Indian general election, Indian Congress Party led by Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru succeeded to gain 249 votes from the total of 489. The result became the party to be the authority of the parliamentary. Nehru became the first Prime Minister of India who was chosen democratically. Before that, he became a leader of the interim government in the transition period of India to be a republic. At the first general election, India faced blind voters from the total of 179 million citizens who have the right to vote, only 50% who can read or write. To handle the problem, symbol of the picture was used as the main instruction of the ballot. And the last event was in 2009, 33 Iridium communication satellite and 2251 Cosmos collided in orbit. Iridium 33 communication satellite of the United States of America, which was not used, Cosmos 2251 belonging to Russia, collided on the sky at the north of Siberia, precisely on the height of 788 kilometers. The collision resulted more than 500 pieces of satellite shards. The collision added more garbage on outer space, so that collision potential increased. The collision became the worst satellite shard since China's climate monitoring satellite was deliberately destroyed in 2017. Well, that was Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment. and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is Saturday World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with regular segment My Indonesia. Today's edition is on Indonesian solar panel products free from United States trade security measures. The United States government on January 24, 2018 issued a decision to free Indonesia from imposing safeguards import duties on the import of solar panel products or crystalline silicon photovoltaic cells. This decision was taken because the solar panel products from Indonesia proved not to cause a surge in import of similar products in the United States. In a release issued on Wednesday, the Director General of the Indonesian Foreign Trade, the Ministry of Trade, Oke Nurwan, said the decision was set because of the market share of Indonesian solar panels imported in the United States still under the terms to be subjected to trade safeguard measures, namely below 3%. Whereas, in the trade secrecy measures of World Trade Organization prevailing in Article 9, it states that developing countries with a market share of imports below 3% individually or under 9% collectively should be excluded from such actions. Oke Nurwan said the fact also indicates that Indonesia still has many opportunities to develop and improve this industry. To make it happen, the government needs to coordinate with other relevant stakeholders. In addition, the decision of the United States government will certainly provide an opportunity for Indonesia to be able to compete in the American market. Oke Nurwan added that besides securing export markets, the Indonesian government is also committed to increase export and open market access. The United States is the second largest export destination country for Indonesian solar panel products. Meanwhile, the first place is occupied by Thailand, while the third by India. The export value of Indonesian solar panel products to the United States peaked in 2012, reaching $182 million. However, it declined in 2016 to $69.6 million. Based on data from the Central Bureau of Statistics processed by the Ministry of Trade from 2012 to 2016, export of Indonesian solar panel products to the United States experienced a downward trend of 20.52%. Meanwhile, Director of Indonesian Trade Security, Pratnyawati, said that Indonesia appreciates the United States government's step which has implemented the WTO Trade Safeguard Agreement Act. According to Pratnyawati, it is a good example for other trading partner countries that a sharp and significant import surge must also pay attention to the amount of import share of each country. Well, so that was My Indonesia Today.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hear news and read read by Rahmana. Been fascinated by the comfort of 1,000 rumah gadang in West Sumatra, President Joko Widodo launched the revitalization program of the area of 1,000 rumah gadang in South Solo Regency, West Sumatra Province. Vice President Yusuf Kalla held a coordination meeting with Minister in the Bill of Economy at Vice President's Palace in Jakarta on Friday to boost investment and exports in Indonesia. The World Radio International is commemorated every 13th February by people in the world. The commemoration is expected to be a precious moment to encourage development and provide beneficial information for the people. This was stated by Advisor for Communication and Information of UNESCO Jakarta, Mingko Lim, at the special interview with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at UNESCO office in Jakarta recently. The visit of High Commissioner for Human Rights of the United Nations, Said Raad Al Hussein, to Indonesia received a positive response from the Indonesian government. In his speech, Said had raised several issues related to human rights in Indonesia. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in Beijing, China on Saturday ensure legal counsel for two East Java comedians, Denny Apriandi aka Chad Fensil and Yudo Prasetyo alias Chad Yudo, held in Hong Kong on charges of misappropriation of visa. On the sidelines of the third meeting of Joint Commission for Bilateral Cooperation between China and Indonesia, Minister Ren admitted continuously monitoring the development of legal cases that ensnared the two comedians. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya asked the Tourism Authority Board BOP of Borobudur to soon develop the concept of nomadic tourism as acceleration in welcoming the IMF World Bank meeting in October 2018. China's tourists who enjoyed vacation in Bali reached 1.28 million people in 2017, an increase of 39.88% compared to the previous year, recorded nearly 991,000 people. This was stated by head of the Central Study Agency Bali Province, Adi Nugroho, in Denpasar, Bali on Saturday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hey listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of destinations in Madura. Stay tuned! Listener, Indonesia, as a maritime country, has long coastal line. Thus, it is reasonable if there are many beautiful beaches. Some of them are similar beaches in Bali, such as Kuta and Sanur, whose names are well known overseas. But there is not least hidden beach with amazing beauty. One of them is Siring Kemuning Beach in Madura, precisely located at Mecajah Village, Tanjung Bumi Sub District, and has a distance around 41 kilometers to the north of Bangkalan City. Listener, appropriate with its name, the location of Siring Kemuning Beach has yellowish color. It is unlike beach in general, which has white sand. If it is seen from far, the white sand at the beach is also seen a little bit yellowish, and its wave is also seen yellowish. The word of Kemuning is actually taken from Javanese language. Probably, the beach color, which is yellowish, becomes the original name of Siring Kemuning Beach. Listener, if you are in Bangkalan, Madura, and want to enjoy the beauty of Siring Kemuning Beach, to go to the beach is not quite difficult. There are a lot of vehicles which can be used. You can also use public transportation, which the fee only 8,000 rupiah. If you are from Surabaya, you can use sea transportation by using ferry boat from Tanjung Perak Seaport to Madura. If you use land transportation from Surabaya, you can be through Suramadu Bridge with the distance around 64 kilometers to Siring Kemuning Beach. Listener, to enter Siring Kemuning Beach is free of charge. You only pay parking ticket worth 7,000 rupiah for motorcycle and 10,000 rupiah for car. Although there is no facility at the beach, you can enjoy the beauty of the scenery. Fresh air, shady trees, white yellowish sand, and rocks as ornaments make the beach more beautiful. The wave of Siring Kemuning Beach is not big and has characteristic to drag, so if you want to swim here, you must be careful. Listener, like beach in general, the climate at Sirin Kemuning Beach is very sunny. We suggest you to bring sunblock and sunglasses to protect you from sunlight. After being tired to play at the beach, you can taste rujak lontong, Bangkalan typical food. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Sirih Kemuning Beach in Madura. Thank you for listening. Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener, now let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, featuring various aspects of Indonesian lives, including art and culture, tourist destination, even culinary. Today, it is featuring Ubud Food Festival, or UFF 2018, which invites you to explore the culinary of Indonesia. The festival, to be held in Ubud's Culinary Garden, Bali, is the fourth of its kind and will take place from April the 13th to 15th. Established in 2015, Ubud Food Festival is a three-day culinary event with Indonesian food as the star. With the theme Generation Innovation, Ubud Food Festival 2018 appreciates Indonesian young generation who have brought a lot of innovations into the country's culinary industry. According to Jeanette Deniti, founder and director of Ubud Food Festival, or UFF, it is undeniable that the younger generation is now changing the culinary landscape of Indonesia and driving the economic boom in various fields for the better. By using technology, young people discover new things while creating trends that have never been thought before. Starting from unique recipes that mix and match in traditional and international foodstuffs, promoting Indonesian culinary just through the line or social media, to creating a mobile app that allows users to taste a dish anywhere. Ubud Food Festival 2018 will feature a variety of culinary sessions to gather visitors in friendly parties and to share knowledge about the art of food and drink. Farah Queen Marinka, Barapati Rajawane, Siska Suwitomo are some of the culinary celebrities who are scheduled to participate in the event. About 100 speakers will be involved in a discussion forum entitled Think, Talk, Taste. Cooking demos, film screenings, fresh markets, masterclass sessions, food photography workshops, and other activities will enliven this year's festival. Some award-winning chefs from all over the world are also scheduled to be invited to this year's event. Ubud Food Festival is the main annual project of Yayasan Mudraswari Saraswati with a vision to enrich the lives of Indonesians through community and cultural development programs. That was Miscellany with the topic Ubud Food Festival 2018. And tomorrow, Miscellany will be back with other interesting topic. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In this edition, we will introduce you to Mahadewi Group. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Sumpah I Love You. Enjoy the song.
Sumpah I love you, I need you, I miss you. Aku tak bisa musnahkan kamu dari otakku.
Listener, you have just listened to the first song entitled Sumpah I Love You, sung by Mahadewi. The song tells about someone who longs for her lover. Unfortunately, her lover has left her. Although she is left by her lover, she cannot go away from her lover in mind. Listener, earlier, Mahadevi was trio, namely Dewi Dewi. Dewi Dewi was dismissed because one of the personnel resigned. Finally, two other personnels, Tata and Puri, established a new group, namely Mahadevi, in 2009. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Ayang Ayangku. Enjoy the song.
Apa yang kini ada di hatiku, benih-benih cinta yang kini jadi cinta, tak mungkin lagi disembunyikan saja. Terserah nanti apa jawabmu, yang penting aku sudah katakan. Tapi terlalu
I'm not afraid to die.
listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Mahadewi. The song with the title Tak Setampan Romeo tells about someone who falls in love. The feeling is hidden until she reveals her love to a man. Mahadewi group sings in pop genre, but the music which accompanies Mahadewi often sounds as rock. It effects from its producer Ahmad Dhani, who is famous pop and rock musician in Indonesia. Mahadewi has changed its personnel several times. Earlier, Tata resigned and she was replaced by Gwen. A few days later, Puri also resigned. Then, Bilanova and Diaz accompanied Gwen. Finally, Mahadewi only consists of Bilanova and Diaz. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following two songs entitled Perempuan Paling Cantik di Negeriku Indonesia and Lakukan Dengan Cinta. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Kamu adalah perempuan. We'll be right back.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Betapa merindunya berdebar nantikan rindu yang akan terbayar. Please believe me, I'll be by your side. Don't worry, don't worry my darling.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.